I'm very happy to be able to see all of you guys again. I was very touched by the prayer that Peter just gave. Although in the past couple of years, a lot of things have happened in our church, but all of these challenges made our church become a prayerful church. And so that we may experience our God is faithful. And our faith are strengthened from it. We see our God's powerful hand healing our pastor Alex. And watching over our pastor James having a smooth flight arrival to Taiwan. And today we want to learn about how to grow our faith in difficult circumstances. And obviously in the past couple of years we've all learned and grown a lot. But today we want to come and encourage each other. And the passages for today will be for, in Psalm 46, verses
1 to 11. 这一篇有几个重要的重点.
There are some key points within these verses.
好,我们看那个, 我们首先会讲到信心有三个层面。
So we will talk about how our faith have three perspectives.
就是有个人层次的信心,
there are personal perspectives,
还有群体,
and perspectives collectively.
还有我们信心的本质是, already, but not yet, 就是说神已经是得胜了, 我们也在得胜的过程当中, 但是这是个过程还没有完全。
And how our spiritual life is always a work in progress, even though we are already victorious in our Jesus Christ, but there's still work to be done.
诗篇46篇有三个重点.
So there are three key points within Psalm 46.
你看那个里面写的, 大家都是用常常用群体的, 我们, 我们, 就是一个群体的信心的宣告.
It uses a lot of us in those verses.
神是我们的避难所, 1到3节是个宣告。
So in verse 1 to 3, it's a proclamation of saying God is our refuge.
第4到第7节, 神在我们中间, 我们就不动摇。
And from verse 4 to 7, it says when God is among us, then we are unmovable.
这是信心的秘诀。
This is a key to our faith.
8到11节就是安静观看等候神的作为。
From verses 8 to 11, it's about being still and observe and see God's work.
就是一个信心的得胜。
This is our faith in victory.
那如果说我们学习了这三点, 我们应该在日常生活里面应用怎么去回应啊?
And if we learn all these three key points, how do we apply them into our daily lives?
我们先把经文来练一次啊。
Let's read these verses first.
有些人你可以练中文, 也可以练英文。
You could either read in Chinese or English.
我们先练第1节到第3节。
From, let's start with verses 1 to 3.
我们一同来。 神是我们的避难所, 是我们的力量, 是我们在患难中随时的帮助, 所以地虽改变, 山虽动摇到海心, 其中的水, 虽蓬风欢腾, 山虽因海战而战斗, 我们也不害怕。 希拉, 这个希拉就是安静等候神, 安静地观看神的作为, 安静把自己的心静下来的意思。
Salah? Salah means to quiet our hearts and wait for God and look for God.
再来我们来看第4到第6节。
And let's read verse 4 to 6.
来,有一道河,这河的分叉,使神的神欢喜,
这城就是至高者居住的圣所，神在其中，城必不摇动。到天一亮，神必帮助这城，外邦喧嚷，列邦动摇，神发声，地变融化。然后我们再来念第七到第九节。
And next, let's read verses
7-9. 万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。你们来看耶和华的作为，看他手使地荒凉，他只使一刀兵直到地极，他折枪断枪，把战车混在火中。然后再来看十到十一。
And next, let's look at verses 10-11.
你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中必尊崇，在遍地上也必尊崇。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。啊，其中十一节跟第七节，是一样的，出现了两次。
So in verse 7 and 11. They both appear the same twice.
啊，这是我们今天的学习的重点。
This is the main focal point that we want to learn today.
我们先首先来看信心的三个本质，个人的层面。
So let's take a look at personal perspective of faith.
我们来看提摩太后书第二，第一章十二节。
In 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 12.
这里谈到保罗他个人的信心。
It talks about Paul's personal faith.
他说：“为这个缘故，我也受这些苦难。他受了很多的苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交托他的，直到那日。”
That is why I am suffering as I am.Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
很多人以为说，信什么宗教都很好，只要我信得很虔诚就可以。
Many people believe it doesn't matter which religion they believe in, as long as they are true and faithful, then it doesn't matter.
对不对呢？
Is that true?
是对也 不对。
It's both right and wrong.
如果我们信的是假神，你信的再诚有没有用呢？
If we believe in an idol or a fake god, does it matter how deep your faith is?
所以信心要有一个对象。
So our faith, it's important that our faith has a correct,
不是我自己的意志的表达。
And it's not from my own logic or concept.
所以信要信真神才有用处。
So we must believe in that one true God in order to have everything work out.
但是我们信的这位神，如果是不是全知全能的，是有限的。
So if the God we believe in is not the all-powerful, the supremely good, and the all-knowing God, then
那我们信还是没有大的作用，对不对？
Then it probably won't work out.
所以说，我们所信的神是创造万物的神，天地万物主是全知全能全善的神。
So the God that we have our faith in is the creator of all universe. He's all powerful, all good, and all knowing.
但是如果我们所信的神常常变来变去，那我们怎么信他呢？
But if the God that we entrust ourselves in, changes all the time, then how do we put our faith in him?
所以我们的神是信实不变的。
So our God is that faithful God that never changes.
如果我们所信的神信实不变，但是他有一天不存在了，那我们信又是落空了，对不对？
But what if the God that we trust, we have our faith in, is faithful, but one day he disappears? How do we, where does our faith go?
所以我们的神他宣告，他说自由拥有了，自由拥有了。
So our God proclaims that he is eternal.
所以我们信靠他，他所说的话都不落空。
So when we put our trust in him, we know he fulfills his promises.
这样的信才是真实可信的。
And this is the God that we put our trust in.
信就好像
我们把就是 entrust， 就是我们把我们的财产、生命就信托一个人，或是放在银行里面。
Faith is kind of like having all of our wealth deposited into a secured bank.
如果你知道这个银行不可靠，不可靠会倒闭，你会不会把它放进去呢？
If you can see there's a possibility the bank might go out of business or collapse, then how are you going to put all your money in there?
圣经讲说，有一天这个世界都会过去，只有神是永存的。
The Bible says the world, the earth will fall one day, but God is still eternal.
所以信靠神，真神才是真正可信的。
So believing in that one true God is what we must do.
第二个，我们看信心的群体的层面。
And secondly, we want to see the perspective of faith collectively.
看，这圣经讲啊，以弗所书说，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So in Ephesians chapter 3, it says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you being rooted and established in love.
所以我们的信心是每一个人的信心是在基督里面的。
So all of our faith are within Christ.
所以看起来好像每一个人都信，但事实上我们信的都是同样一位基督。
So all of us here, we have our faith in the same Christ.
所以看，既是个人的，也是群体的。
It's both individual, personally, and collectively.
那为什么说要众圣徒在一起，才能够明白我们的神的爱是如何的长阔高深呢？
But why does it say that we have to gather together with all of the Lord's holy people?
因为神是无限大的。
Because our God is infinitely big.
那我们个人的信，对神的信，对神的爱的体认，只是一个部分，个人的部分。
And our understanding of God is very partial and very personal.
就好像有人讲说，瞎子摸象啊，我摸到象的腿，说哦，那个象像一个大树干。
So it's for example, it's just like someone touching the leg of an elephant and saying that it feels like a trunk of a tree.
所以说，如果把整个教会的弟兄姐妹，还有整个全世界的信徒的见证加起来，哎，你就会明白的。哇，我们的神是这样的可信，他的爱是这样的长阔高深。
But if we bring the entire church or all of the churches here on earth together and hearing everyone's testimonies, then we know how strong of a God that we have our faith in.
所以说我们在碰到困难的时候，不要只看我们自己。
So that means when we encounter any challenges or problems, don't just look within ourselves.
要仰望为我们的信心创始成终的神。
We have to have our gazes on that eternal, powerful God.
好，下一章你就知道了哈。希伯来书提到的信心哦，你看他都会提到好多好多好多信心的伟人。
So in Hebrews, it mentions a lot about faith.
他说我们有这么多的见证人。
He said, there are a great cloud of witnesses.
如同云彩围绕着我们。
They are like clouds surrounding us.
所以我们就放下各样的重担，脱去缠累我们的罪。存心忍耐，奔跑在我们前面的路程。
So let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance.
所以信心就是好像我们跟神一生的关系。
So faith is our relationship with God for our entire life.
我们好像跑天路的时候在跟依靠的神一直在跑一样。
Like we're running the race, we're running with God.
所以我们在跑的时候，我们不是一个人在跑，我们还有好多观众在天上，那些信心的伟人在替我们加油。
And when we are running the race on this earth, there are a lot of spirits cheering us on from up above.
所以我们就要加油，要一直跑下去。
So we must encourage one another and keep going.
所以怪不得希伯来书它的作者他就。给我们鼓励，也给我们警告，在下一章。
And this is why in Hebrews we were giving both encouragement and warnings.
他说你们要忍耐啊，要忍耐。
He said, you need to persevere.
使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
So that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised.
因为还有一点点时候啊，神的应许就要完全的实现了。
For in just a little while, He who is coming will come and will not delay.
我们是因信得生的基督徒啊，义人必因信得生。第三十八节。And
but my righteous one will live by faith.
意思说，我们因着信靠耶稣得救了，还有我们继续信靠耶稣来过生活啊，不但生命是因信得着了，生活也是因信这样一直延续下去了。So
not only do we receive the salvation from our Jesus Christ, but we have to keep living on with the salvation in this world.
所以说，希伯来书的作者说，如果他后退了，就是信心软弱了，我心里就不欢喜。
So in Hebrews it says, if our faith decreases, then he will not be happy.
所以第二节就讲十二章第二节说，你应该仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣。
So in second verse, chapter 12, it says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
所以我们的信心是个过程，是 Already, but not yet.
So this process of our faith, our growing our faith, it's always in the process, but not quite yet.
神说成就成，他给我们的应许就是成就了，但是我们现在还没有完全的领取到。
So yeah, it's God's promise to us, but we haven't received it fully.
所以说，我们如果对信心有这三个体认，我们来看生活的时候。
If we understand these three key points about our faith, then when we look at our daily lives, we'll have a brand new perspective.
好，我们看下一章。所以说，一开始为什么这些以色列人啊，他们有群体的信心，在困难当中啊，山跟海都改变的时候，他说我们不害怕。And
this is why when the mountains fell and into the heart of the sea, the Israelites were not scared because of it's because of their faith.
这是一个信心的宣告。This
is a proclamation of their faith.
所以说困难来的时候，我们是不是也可以这么宣告说，虽然这么大的困难，像山跟海都摇动了，但是我不害怕。So
for us, are we able to say we are not afraid when the mountains fall into the heart of the sea because of our faith?
所以说信心宣告很重要的哦。So
the proclamation of faith is very important.
我们看到乌克兰的总统说，我不后退，我不后退，我的家人都会在这里。We
see the president of Ukraine stated that he would not back down. Him and his family will all be there.
Yeah, 就不像那个阿富汗一打仗，总统就跑掉了。It's
very unlike Afghanistan, where people just left all of a sudden.
所以我们一碰到困难的时候，我们要有一个信心的宣告。So
when we encounter any hardships, we have to proclaim our faith.
他说神第一节，神是我的避难所，是我的力量，是我在患难中随时的帮助。God
is our refuge, He is our shelter, and He's our help in difficulties.
所以有这样的信心宣告，不是一下子就会有了。So
we don't just all of a sudden have these kind of proclamation of faith.
信心也要操练的，就像下面所说。It
needs to be our faith needs to be worked on.
就像你爬墙的时候啊，爬那个很多年轻人喜欢爬这个岩石的墙。A
lot of young people like the sport of rock climbing.
但是一开始的话，你就会爬很高吗？
But do you always reach very high when you first start?
我在还在这里说，我常常看到Peter他的小孩啊，那我们前面那个门口，柱子他们在爬。I see
Peter's kids always climbing around in front of our church.
所以说，从小孩子就从小的墙开始爬。
So when you're a kid, when you're little, you start with the smaller walls.
对，那慢慢慢慢，他越来越高，他越来越就越来越有经验，越来越有信心。
But as they grow bigger and more mature, they start climbing the taller walls.
所以耶稣就告诉我们了，不要为明天忧虑。So
Jesus tells us, do not worry about tomorrow.
一天的忧虑，一天当就够了。Each
day has enough trouble of its own.
所以这个就是一个操练啊，不要为明天忧虑，你每一天的忧虑，一天来处理。So
not worrying about tomorrow in itself is already a training, a discipline.
但是在爬墙的时候，它也是要有一些立足点跟抓住点，对不对？
But when you are either rock climbing or wall climbing, you need to have foothold and handholds.
爬墙的时候，我上去查了，他是说你一定要先立住，有三个点，两个脚立的，然后手又扶的，然后才移动一个脚，所以你总是有两个手跟一个脚有三个三角形，三个点是。 不动的，一个点是动的,
when you're rock climbing, you always have three points of contact, two hands and one leg.
所以你要一个立足点。So
you need a foothold.
但是你立上去的时候，你还要手再去抓，也要一个抓住点。But
after your foot is planted on the foothold, you need places for your hands.
我们的信心操练也是这样，要有一个立足点，一个抓住点。
That's very similar to disciplining our faith. We need to have foothold and handholds.
所以说在这里诗篇46篇就告诉我们的立足点是万军之耶和华与我们同在。So
our footholds is our Jesus Christ. That's always with us.
神永远不离开我们，他永远不管在什么情况，他就跟我们在一起。The
Lord Almighty is always with me, no matter what circumstance.
所以这就是我们的 bottom line 就是不管发生什么事，神都跟我在一起。So
just keep in mind, it doesn't matter what's happening, but God is always with us.
所以你就不会害怕，对不对？因为神在你的旁边啊。So
knowing that God is always by your side, you don't have to be scared or afraid.
但是旧约的信徒他不知道啊，他因为那时候圣灵是赐给部分的人。But
the people from the Old Testament did not understand this fully. He thought the Holy Spirit is only given to selected people.
但是今天我们每一个信耶稣的基督徒得救的基督，圣灵都与我们同在，在我们里面，永不离开我们。But
today all of us that belongs to Christ, we have that Holy Spirit within us, and God never leaves us.
所以我们基督徒是非常有福气。So
we are, as Christians, we are very blessed.
因为 神永远与我们同在。Because
God is always with us.
然后抓住点，他就提到说，雅各的神是我的避难所。So
the handhold part would be being mentioned, the God of Jacob is my refuge.
避难所有两个意思。There
are two meanings to refuge.
就是困难来的时候啊，你没有办法抵挡的时候，赶快去躲避起来。
So when challenges and difficulties comes, that's the place you go to and hide out.
然后第二个意思，它有时候会用，圣经不是常常用什么避难所、岩石或是山寨来形容。So
we always hear about the terms of like fortress and shelter for the word of refuge.
所以你躲在那边说敌人上来，他打不上来，你可以居高临下攻击他，把他击退。
And when you are in the building, you know that you are on a higher ground than your enemies, and they can be easily defeated from atop.
所以避难所不但是个保护，而且是可以缓急。
So the refuge is not only a place that shelters us, but allows us to fight back.
好，我们先来看第四节到第六节。And
let's look at Psalm 46, verse 46.
第四节。 他在提到说，我们要倚靠神的时候，他突然提到说，有一条河。
It says there's a river.
那一条河使神的城欢喜。There's
a river whose streams make glad the city of God.
这个城是至高者的圣所。The
holy place where the Most High dwells.
神在其中，城就不动摇。
God is within her, she will not fall.
到天一亮, 神就帮助这个场,
and God will help her at break of day.
外邦喧嚷, 列国动摇, 神一发声, 地变融化,
nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall, he lifts his voice, the earth melts.
为什么提到这些城啊,河啊, 等等?
So why did he talk about the river, the streams, and the kingdoms here?
我们先来看一下, 这就是我们信心的秘诀。
And this is like a secret to our to having a strong faith.
我们来看下两章, 这下面一章。 圣经里面常常用河来形容神的恩典。
In the Bible, it's often God's grace is often described by a river or stream.
当有神同在的地方，就有神给我们够用的恩典。
Wherever there is God, there is plenty of grace given by God to us.
所以这里提醒到我们，碰到困难的时候啊，不是用我们的自己的能力去对付。
So here it says, when we encounter hardships in life, we do not rely on our own strength to deal with it.
我们常常要想到说，哎，我要依靠神的恩典。
We want to always remind ourselves we have to rely on God's grace.
这城就是至高者的圣所。
And this is the city that our Most High dwells in.
在旧约里面的时候，当然他是用神啊，在耶路撒冷还有圣所来表示神的同在。
And dwelling in the city means that he is within that space, protecting it.
但是今天我们每一个信耶稣的人，我们的心就是神的居所。
But for us believers in Christ, we know our hearts are being protected by God. This is where he dwells in.
所以这里也提醒说，我们的帮助不是很远，是很近的，随时的帮助。
So here you can see our help is not distant, it's actually very close to us.
但是神的帮助是即时的，但是有时候是不是即时的呢？
So God's help is always present, it's always immediate, but does it seem like it's immediate?
你看他说晚上的时候曾在喧嚷，就好像敌人夜间来攻击我们。
So it says here, helper at break of day, meaning that at nighttime, the enemies were still attacking.
他说到天一亮，神就必帮助这城。
But God will help her at the break of day.
所以这里就提到说，有时候我们祷告啊，神没有马上回应。
So sometimes we know we don't always get an immediate response from God to our prayers.
但是并不表示神不帮助我们啊。
But that does not mean our God is not helping.
你看那个，他说神晚上哦，那个这个乌克兰的总统就讲说哦，你看这个俄军他晚上会来夜袭啊，我们是最难过的晚上。
So the president of Ukraine said, Russia will attack during nighttime.
但是到早上的时候，他又出来跟全国人讲话说，我还在这里啊，我很好啊。
But in the morning, he came out and recorded a video telling everyone that he's still okay.
圣经上常常讲说，神在晚上要让我们一个操练，信心的一个操练。In
the Bible, it always mentions that God disciplines us and trains us at night.
他是说，你看，你一夜有哭泣，但是到白天你就有欢呼。
There will be tears during nighttime, but in the daytime, it's celebration.
所以信心也是需要操练的。
That's why our faith needs to be trained and disciplined.
晚上虽然你看不到外面的景况, 但是知道神与我们同在。
Although in darkness at night, you do not see what's going on outside, but you know God is with you.
所以信心得胜的秘诀就是要操练与神同在。
So the secret to having a strong faith is to be disciplined.
Yeah, 耶稣他招门徒来, 他最重要的目的是什么? 要叫 他们常与自己同在。第十四节。
In verse 14, so what's the purpose of Jesus calling his disciples together? In verse 14,
常与自己同在啊。第三马可福音第三章的十四节。
Because he constantly want his disciples to fellowship with him.
Yeah, 这就是我们操练神与神同在。当然是差遣他们去传道啦、赶鬼，给他们权柄很重要。但是最重要的基本就是操练常与神同在。
So although it's important that he gives them the power to preach and the authority to drive out demons, but the most important thing is to always fellowship and be with him.
所以神有时候让这个困难没有马上解除，就是让我们操练亲近神，操练去经历神。
That's why a lot of times our problems doesn't get solved right away. It's because God wants to teach us to be close to Him and fellowship with Him.
那操练与神同在里面有一个非常重要的要点哦，在下一章。
And there's also a very important point within this.
你看，那个城内很平静，城外很喧嚷。
You can see that it's peaceful within the city. But on the outside, it's very noisy.
因为第六节啊，他提到说，外邦喧嚷，列国动摇，神发声，地变融化啊。第五节就是说，神在里面，城就不动摇。所以说，城内很平静，城外很喧嚷。
Because God keeps peace, within the city that He dwells in.
这里就提到说，苦难对基督徒而言是外面的。
And the suffering to Christians are on the outside of the city.
绝对不要让苦难进到我们的心里。
We never do want to allow the troubles and the suffering on the outside come into our hearts.
苦难永远是外面的。
Suffering are always on the outside of the city.
我们里面应该有神的平安。
But on the inside, we must have God's peace.
耶稣不是讲说在世界上有苦难。
Jesus said, there will be tribulation and suffering in this world.
但是在我里面有平安。
But within me, there is peace.
你们放心，我已经胜过这个世界。
I have overcome the world.
我要请大家看一个经文啊，如果你有圣经的话，就哥林多后书第四章十六到十八节。
So if you guys have your Bible with you, let's take a look at a
Bible verse together. 苦难永远都在我们的基督徒的身外。
It says suffering is always on the outside of a believer.
不要让它进到我们的心里面来。
Do not let it come into our heart.
你看他第四章，那保罗提到啊，所以我们不上胆。
So in chapter 4,
16,
verse 16, it says, so we do not lose heart.
因为我们外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day.
我们这自战自轻的苦楚，为要我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
你看，如果说一个船水在外面的时候，它很安全，船可以在海上走来走去。
So for example, you're on a boat and the water is only on the outside and you're traveling on the surface of the water.
如果海水进到船里面来，它会怎么样啦？
So in that sense, you're safe traveling on the water. But what if the seawater comes into the boat?
那船就会沉下去了。
Then the boat will sink.
这个海水就好像苦难一样。
So the seawater here mentioned is similar to suffering.
所以你看，这圣经保罗就讲啊，我们不上胆，我们外面这些肉体虽然毁坏，但是我们里面心思一天，一天心思一天。
So even though our body is being wasted away, but our faith inside of our heart are growing day by day.
我们所受的这些困难是自战自清的苦楚。
And all of our suffering are the pain being afflicted in this world.
但是我们的信心要得着的是极重无比永远的荣耀。
But it's been, we are being prepared for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
所以十八节第四章的十八节到十八节告诉我们啊，这是个信心呐。我们信心不是看到说目前看到的，乃是顾念那看不见的才是永恒的，对不对？
And in verse 18, it says, as we look not to the things that can be seen, but the things that are unseen. That's where our faith comes from.
所以说基督徒操练与神同在，最重要的目的不是最重要的。我说操练与神同在里面有一个，就是说操练依靠神，让外面的平安只是在外面，它永远不会进到我们里面来。So
as Christians, we want to train and discipline us ourselves and also not allow the suffering on the outside of the city come into our hearts.
好，我们再看下一章。所以这些旧约的信徒啊，他们经过他们的历史啊等等，他们对神有一个认定。
So in the Old Testament, the believers have this this understanding of God.
万军之耶和华与我们同在。
Our Lord is with us.
雅各的神是我的避难所。
The God of Jacob is my refuge.
因为耶和华的意思就是自由拥有的，跟以色列人立约的神。
The word Jehovah means the God of eternal who established the covenant with the Israelites.
那神所立的约是永不改变的。
And the covenant established would never change.
也提醒我们今天我们所信的耶稣是过去、昔在、今在、永远在的耶稣。
And it reminds us that the Jesus we believe in is eternal.
而且耶稣永不改变，对不对？
And he would never change, right?
我们常常唱啊，耶稣是永不改变的。We
always sing in the hymns that he's a never-changing God.
我们每个月的第一个礼拜所主餐，就是提醒我们，他是以我们立约的神，他是永远爱我们到底的神。And
the purpose of the communion every month at the first Sunday is to remind us that he is eternal.
万军之耶和华，万军是什么意思啦？
So here he's also being called the Lord of Hosts. What does that mean?
万军只说他创造所有的天使、星辰、宇宙等等，他掌管万有。
The word host refers to all things created by God, such as angels, stars, and the universe.
就是神的能力啊，他可以随时降时灾，可以让时间延长一日，可以随时介入万有。
He is in control of all things and can intervene all things at any time, extending time for another day.
雅各的神是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by the God of Jacob?
雅各的神就是他另外一个字啊，就是雅各个人的神啊，他管理引导雅各的一生。
So the God of Jacob is, this is Jacob's God that rules, guides, and judges his life.
也是他个人所信靠的神。
And it's also the God that he relies on, depend on.
所以说，我们再看下一章。 所以说，我们碰到困难的时候，越不想祷告啊，越不想亲近神的时候，越要来找神。So
when we are in the midst of a suffering, we may feel unwilling and powerless to be close to God, but we must.
因为圣经讲啊，说我们祷告的时候向神举手祷告啊，就像献一个祭一样。Because
in the Bible it says, when we lift up our hands to God and pray. And pray, it's the same as offering sacrifice to Him.
所以神很喜悦我们祷告啊，对不对？
And God likes that.
所以我们这样的祷告就像献一个祭、晚祭一样。
When we pray like that, it's the same as offering a sacrifice.
有没有人想到说，哎呀，全世界这么多人，我跟神祷告，他听见吗？
Does any of you ever think, there are so many people in this world, when I pray, does He hear my prayer?
神都认识谁是属于他的人。
God knows his children. He knows who belongs to him.
因为我们信耶稣的时候，他就赐给我们圣灵做印记。
Because when we proclaim that we believe in Jesus Christ, he gave us this Holy Spirit.
所以这个印记就好像我去买东西的时候，它不是一个 barcode吗？
So this mark that we have along with the Holy Spirit is kind of like a barcode that when we go shopping.
所以我们在祷告的时候，神就知道，哎呀，这个是谁，是哪一个他的儿女。
So when we pray, he's able to differentiate who's who and who are his children.
所以说我们不仅说我的祷告神会听，而且他很喜欢听。
And not only does he hear our prayers, but he likes to hear our prayers.
你看我的祷告像香沉在神的面前，就像有祭献给神一样。
Because our prayers set before God like incense.
所以我想啊，我们很诚心的。 带着感恩的、带着信心的祷告，神都听了。
So whenever we pray with the faithful and thankful heart, God listens.
所以我们可以看到，在Alex长老上面的发生的事情，很多的祷告，神都真的是很喜悦、垂听了。
And we can see everything that's been happening, Pastor Alex. We know our prayers are heard.
然后最后我们跳过几个，我们来看第十节哈。
And let's take a look at verse 10.
所以你们要休息，知道我是神。
He says, Be still and know that I am God.
然后我们再来看第八节，你们要看耶和华的作为。第八节。
And verse 8, Come and see what the Lord has done.
这两个动词就是告诉我们信心得胜的秘诀是一个休息，一个看。
So these two commands actually tells us the secret of growing our faith more strongly. One is to come and see, one is be still.
圣经上用看的时候啊，它是什么意思呢？
In the Bible, when it says, behold, what does it mean?
我们再跳过两个 slides 哦，到那个观看神的作为。 圣经上常常讲看的时候啊，用 behold 这个字的时候，非常有它的重要性。
When the Bible says behold, there are a lot of important aspects to it.
就是要让你转变你的观点。It
wants you to change your perspective.
从你看自己、看环境来观看神。From
looking within yourself, looking at your surrounding, to looking at our God.
有人就写了一本书。So
someone wrote a book.
他说：“你的神太小了。”
book says, "Your God is not big enough."
因为有时候我们看困难的时候，这个困难好像在我们的眼前很近嘛，困难好像神很远，那困难看得很近，他就把我们的目光挡住了，就神就看不见了。
Because when there are difficulties lying ahead of us, it's so close and it's so big, and it actually blocks our vision to not able to see God.
好像很小的月亮也会把很大的太阳挡住一样。Just
like a tiny little moon would block a huge sun.
所以说你的神太小了。So
the book says your God is not big enough.
因为你在看的时候就是看到前面这个大困难的石头。Because
all you're seeing is the big rock in front of you.
所以说我们要把这个石头挪开，当我们 不要再看那个月亮抖过去的时候，那个太阳还是很大的，对不对？
So we must remove that rock, and we must go around the moon and look for that huge sun behind it.
所以说第八节讲说，你们要来看神的作为。
That's why in verse 8, it keeps reminding us to behold what God's doing.
所以圣经上常常说，耶稣讲说，看啊，你看天上的飞鸟。
The Bible always says, look at the birds flying in the sky.
他不种也不收神都养活他们。
It survives based on the provision of God solely.
你们岂不是比飞鸟更宝贵吗？
Are you guys not more precious than the birds in the sky?
所以圣经讲说看啊看啊，就是要你转变你的观点的时候。
So when Bible says behold, behold, it means to change your perspective.
不要再看自己，不要再看那个环境，要赶快来观看神的作为。
Don't look within yourself, don't look at your surrounding, but come and behold our God.
但是这里的看是要不断的观看，仔细的观看。
But the behold Beholding our God means to continually looking for our God and nonstop.
但是有些人啊，说看是看见，但是不明白。
Some people are able to see our God in situations, but they just don't fully comprehend it.
明白的话，就是在安静当中知道他是什么样一位神。
To understand means to know who He is in stillness.
所以你看第八节、第十节啊，说你们来看第十节说你们要休息，要知道，要知道。
That's why in verse 10 says, "Be still and know that He is God."
那看的话要怎么看呢？
But when we're looking, when we are beholding, how do we look?
我们来看观看神的作为那一片哈。所以你要写灵修日记，记住神在我们个人生命中的作为。
So you actually want to write down all of the experiences, the grace that you experience in a devotional journal.
然后这些作为都带有神恩典的记号。And
all of God's doings will have the mark of His grace.
你就常常去回想去看的时候，你就知道神的恩典大过我们一切的困难跟软弱。
This way, when you turn the pages and look back, you'll see God's grace is much bigger than our troubles.
所以很多人有写日记啊，写灵修日记啊的习惯。That's
why there are a lot of people who have this good habit of writing down things in a devotional journal.
因为你看了，然后会常常会看了忘记，你如果不把它记下来。Because
sometimes when you see God's work, if you don't write it down, you'll easily forget.
所以哦。 这个看，这有细心的观看，然后把它记下来。So
we want to behold and look and write it down in words.
然后常常去回想，再回头一看的时候，是这样，哎呀，那时候以为很大的困难，其实靠着神的恩典都过了。And
when we look back one day, we'll see that, oh, the problem, the trouble that seemed big before isn't so big anymore.
我们再看下一个哈，他说来。 来是个命令句。So
here, in the verse, he also used the word walk.
来看神的作为。Walk
also means to come, and it's a command. It's a command to come and see God's doing.
所以说我们不是一天两天啊，就是有时候一感动一下，一下子就忘记了。So
a lot of times our heart is filled with joy and appreciation, but it disappears shortly.
So we need to continue to make this watching God's work.
That's why we have to make looking at God's doing become a part of our daily lives.
很多人只有在危难中才来看神的作为，对不对？才找神啊。Many
people only seek God in the darkness.
其实，如果我们真的很有心要跟神同行，我们从很多细微、很多平常好像看起来无关紧要的事情里面，你都会看到神的作为。But
if we truly want to walk with God, we can see God everywhere in the little details, even.
因为在以弗所书里面呢，他的 come 就是 walk 就是行走，就是跟神同行的意思，一个跟神同行的一个方式。So
in the book of Ephesians, the command walk is also a command to look and to walk with Him.
Yeah. 那个 before 的话，就是要看呐，就是常常是你要开始检讨说，哎，以前我为什么这么看？我应该要按神的方法来看，就常常要改变我们的思想，更新我们的想法，要不断的更新变化的时候。And
the word behold is to fix our vision on God and change our perspective of this life and
你就会明白说，哎呀，为什么神会让这个事情发生？神到底是要让我明白什么？And
slowly you understand why God allow certain things to happen. What did He want me to learn from it?
当你明白的时候，你就会很笃定、很有信心，你就不会害怕了，对不对？And
when you understand it, your faith will grow, and you'll be certain not to be scared.
好，我们再来看安静要怎么安静。So
let's take a look at and see how we can. To be still.
这个安静也是个命令句。
To be still is also a command.
他说要放手，放手。
It means to to
let
go.
还有要承认我很软弱。
And to admit weakness.
我不再挣扎。
I do not struggle anymore.
我不再硬着心还要独自自己去对付。
My heart is not hardened anymore, and I do not take on all the troubles in life all by myself.
安静才能够不用自己的方法或者用自己的血气去做事情。
You have to be still in order to not go back to the old ways and deal with situations as your old self.
所以安静是个一体的两面。
So being still is actually double-sided.
一方面是安静在神里面。
One of them is to be still in God.
一方面是安静的时候啊，让神来造就我们。
The other is, while being still, we let God make us.
我们有时候有一些小的经验。
Sometimes we have these small experiences.
有一个姐妹啊，她因为她的跟她先生去上海啊。做生意的时候，他们公司搬到那边去。
Because a sister moved to Shanghai with her husband, due to their business there.
所以她一开始一去的时候，要适应环境啊，很多事情还要搬家，所以心里很乱。
So all the moving, the setups is making her pretty anxious.
所以她常常找东西又做什么事情啊，都做得不顺。
So whenever she tried to take care of stuff, it never goes smoothly.
他的小儿子才七八岁哦。
Their little son was only 7 or 8 years old.
当然，他父母有带他来教会啊，所以他也上了主日学。
Of course, the parents brought the son to church, and he was attending Sunday school.
他看到他妈妈那样了。
When he saw his mom being anxious.
妈妈，我们来上海，你有没有把耶稣也带来了
？He asked his mom, when we came to Shanghai, did you also bring Jesus along?
对啊，他们把很多家具什么搬去，他说你耶稣也没有把他搬过来。
You guys brought all the furnitures, but did you also bring Jesus along?
所以那母亲就受到提醒，说哦，对我应该安静。
And that reminded the mom, reminded her to be still.
要在安静当那时候，他才考虑到说：“哎呀，原来是他什么事情都先自己先来做，最后做不成，才要来找神。”
That's when she realized she tried to take on everything on her own before coming to God.
所以安静就知道说，神是我的避难所，神是我的随时的帮助。
So when we are still, we're able to know that God is always.There for when we need help, and he is our shelter and refuge.
也在安静当中成长，更加的认识神。
And in stillness, we are able to grow and get to know God even better.
所以我们的信心要一个持续的操练。
So our faith needs constant discipline.
就是要平常从小的地方就注意神的作为。
And to look at.God's doing in even in the tiniest details in life.
碰到事情的时候，我们有一个立足点，神是与我同在。
And when situations come up, we have a foothold, knowing that God is with us.
还有一个抓住点，神是我的避难所。
And a handhold, knowing that God is our refuge.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你借着这以色列人的经历，告诉我们信心成长的秘诀。
You used the experience of the Israelites and reminded us, how the secret to growing our faith stronger.
因为这些诗人，他们也是在实际的生活中受过很多的挫折磨练，才得出来的一个对神的信心的经历。
Because the faith of these psalmists, came.After suffering much struggle, hardship, and challenges in life.
我们新约的信徒更加的有福气。
As the believers of the New Testament, we are much more blessed.
因为圣灵与我们同在，永不离开我们。
Because the Holy Spirit is forever within us.
而且我们的主耶稣已经是复活的大祭司。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is the resurrected God.
他天天在高天之上为我们这些信徒祷告。
He is constantly praying every day for us believers down here.
就是就算我们跌倒了，他也会叫我们再站起来。
When we fall, when we trip over, He is our strength that tells us to stand up.
就像圣经所说的，一人虽七次跌倒，神也必叫他站起来。
Just like what the Bible said, a person can fall seven times and still stand up.
我们也感谢神。
And we thank God.
也是赐给我们恩典的属灵的军装。
That you have given us a much grace and mercy.
让我们能够穿上救恩的头盔。
So we may put on the helmet of the Old Testament.
还有公义的复兴镜。
And the righteous armor.
还有真理的带子。
And the truth of the bag of truth.
还有脚上穿着福音的鞋子。
And also the boots that we wear.
还有信德的藤牌。
The shield of faith.
还有圣灵的宝剑。
And the sword of our Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以抵挡恶者，抵挡坏的环境，还能够站立得稳。
So we may all defend off the hardships and the bad situations that we're sometimes put in.
还有这么多信心的见证人。
And we have all these people collectively with their testimonies.
像云彩的围绕着我们。
It's like rainbow surrounding us.
我们理当应该不但能够站立得稳，而且能够跑得好。
Not only can we stand tall, but we're able to run this race well.
一直跑到我们见神的日子。
Until we see God again.
愿你来兼顾你自己的教会。
Please look after your own church.
兼顾你的信徒。
Your own believers.
尤其在这个末世的时候。
Especially during this end time.
在世人对这些不确定的这个世界很多充满了恐惧恐慌的时候。
When there are so many scares and uncertainties in this world during this time.
让我们的信徒能够 站立的稳，为主做美好的见证。
Help us believers stand tall, stand firm, and be and testify for our Lord, for our God.
愿你让你的教会更能够把你的福音传出去。
Please help your church to spread out your gospel to this world.
让世人知道耶稣基督是昨日、今日到永远永不改变的神。
And let the people of this world know that our Lord Jesus Christ is a never-changing God.
愿你得着大大的荣耀。May
you be heavily glorified.
我们感谢赞美你。We
thank you and praise you.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.